Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Aaron Height, the Chief Marketing Consultant for Golden Grill Technology Corp. Aaron is a corporate development and brand marketing innovator with 20 years of experience working with publicly traded companies to build investor interest and growth. Brands she's worked with include recognized names such as Vitamin Water, Celsius, and Fuse Beverages. And Aaron, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you so much. Golden Grill is very excited to have this opportunity to connect with our fellow entrepreneurs and investor community. You know, I just want to let your audience know, Eric, that Golden Grill is a publicly traded company as well, and it's under the stock symbol GOGY on the OTC.
And we'll certainly include that within the show notes of this broadcast regarding the stock market there. Thanks so much. So let's get underway. Golden Grill strives to be an innovator in the beverage sector and looking forward to hearing a lot of information around this. What does that actually mean, though, and what examples can you cite to get things underway?
Sure. Thank you. Golden Grill Beverages is innovating the business of beverage. We are a fast-growing company with a strategic mission to innovate, grow, and streamline our beverage portfolio through fiscally responsible investing. Now, innovating the business of beverage, what do I mean by that? Well, before I get into why Golden Grill is an innovator in the beverage industry, let me provide some further background on myself. I spent 20 years in the beverage industry. I've made a career out of helping entrepreneurs take their concept to market. I was an integral part of launching Vitamin Water, Fuse, and Celsius, to name a few. Golden Grail is the first company I have seen to be innovating the actual business of beverage. The typical approach is an entrepreneur has a concept and then spends millions and years to try to get it to market. Golden Grail has turned this approach on its head. The definition of innovate is to make changes in something established, especially by introducing new methods. Golden Grail is doing just that. We are a true innovator. Golden Grail first identifies established brands that already have a proven sales history, a loyal consumer base, and retail presence that are in need of a more experienced and sophisticated management in order to advance the brands. We acquire a brand through fiscally responsible investing, as opposed to the established method of spending millions and taking years to developing the brand. So now you're probably thinking, what is fiscally responsible investing? Well, let's go back and dive deeper into the point I made earlier on how much money and time is spent on new brand development. In my 20 years of beverage experience, I can tell you that any new brand concept coming from a person who doesn't have decades of beverage experience will spend anywhere from $3 to $5 million getting their concept to market. Between formula development, testing trials, reformulations, packaging reviews, branding, graphics, labeling, test runs, marketing materials, salespeople, product runs. And that's not even counting any mistakes along the way. And we all know there will be mistakes. It's a long and arduous process with little guarantee of success. So what Golden Grail has done is we have seized an opportunity to capture brands after they have passed those millions spent and purchased the brand and its assets for pennies on the dollar, clearly at a significant discount. We already know the brand has sales, retail presence, and a consumer base. So really, Eric, we essentially buy these brands with an immediate value. We can then focus our money on product runs and distribution, which translates into revenue. This is fiscally responsible investing in beverage. Furthermore, I do want to mention, we just successfully launched our Masters of Beverage initiative. This additional initiative will allow the company to participate and maximize profit potential through joint ventures with emerging, established brands and disruptive brands. The new initiative is another unique method that reinforces Golden Grail Beverages as a true disruptive innovator in the business of beverage. Master of Beverage was developed in order to accelerate our growth and expand our lines of revenue. Throughout our business operations, we've identified that other beverage brands were lacking funding for production or distribution. And since Golden Grail is well positioned to help these brands and form joint venture to maximize profit potential, we thought we would start a new initiative to do just that.
Certainly appreciate the thorough coverage there and a lot of great information to get things underway here today. Looking forward to hearing a lot more. So now we hear a lot about disruption in the marketplace. What is it actually and why is that so important?
Well, to be a true disruptive innovator, you must prevent something from continuing or operating in a traditional way. Golden Grail has been built to bring consistent innovation to the beverage industry and simply do things differently. We're always looking at our business and evaluating how we can establish multiple lines of revenue to bring consistent long-term value to our shareholders. Consumers have access to options, information, technology. They are evolving at a rapid pace, and companies must evolve along them in order to remain relevant and sustain.
Good stuff there. And next question for you, Aaron, can you briefly tell us about Golden Grail and what its business objectives are? I'm sure that would be some good information there.
Sure. Golden Grail's business objectives is to provide a solid return and growth for our shareholders through innovation in the business of beverage. We are a publicly traded company, and we really value our shareholders. With our formula for building a brand portfolio through fiscally responsible investing in brands, we're able to then use our management team skills, experience, and contacts to bring value to brands. We are in position to take the work that they have been done in their early stages of a product's development and get them over the finish line with strong fiscal management as our guide.
Well, Aaron, we certainly have appreciated your visit and looking forward to hearing a little bit more as we go along today. We're joined by Aaron Height, the Chief Marketing Consultant for Golden Grail Technology Corp, that has been actively acquiring brands within emerging beverage categories such as energy, flavored water, and sparkling flavored water. Their robust product offerings reach multiple demographic and lifestyle categories, creating a dynamic, comprehensive, and diverse beverage portfolio. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, is there a formula you use at Golden Grail to determine what makes a good acquisition? I'm sure that would also be some great input from you in that regard.
The fundamental requirements for any of our acquisitions are proven sales history, loyal consumer base, and a retail presence. Brands that are just now looking for more sophisticated management to be able to continue their growth path with maintaining a healthy bottom line. We're able to look at emerging categories, growing categories, niche categories, mass categories. So we really will take a look at anything, but then when we take a look at it, we really need to determine what creates value for our shareholders. We want to be at the forefront of these brands that we know are growing, have sales, and have a demand out there.
Now, Aaron, you've been with a number of highly successful brands in your career, as you mentioned earlier. What makes you confident Golden Grail will also be successful?
I'm extremely confident in Golden Grail. I'm working with the management group that's fiscally responsible, that have been down this path before. And we work with a committed long-term investor group that really believes in our vision. In just a short period of time, one can see how well things are going for us so far in terms with our acquisitions and share price increase. With that, in just the past year, I'm confident Golden Grail will be a success.
Now, speaking about success, can you provide the audience, if you don't mind, with what you believe and what you've learned are the key ingredients for a chance at success in business?
Management is key. The one leading the business needs to always put the bottom line first. Experience is next. It's a lot harder to pave the way than just refine and improve upon the way. Hard work and tenacity are a must, and long-term friendly investors that believe in our vision. Golden Grail Beverages has all those ingredients.
Yeah, thanks for your advice and points made right there. Thank you very much. Now, your strategy seems to be paying off so far. Why should potential investors be interested in you right now?
It's a great time to research Golden Grail. We've spent a year laying a strong foundation. We fiscally responsibly acquired 5 brands. We have completed our operational assessments on each brand. We actually developed the first ever sketch can for kids. We have proven ourselves in the industry as a very strong contender. Now we are gearing up for production and then sales. This is what I call the sweet spot, the quiet before the storm, or shall I say sales in this case. So again, a great time, put Golden Grail traded under GOGY on your watch list, read our news, see what we've done and accomplished in such a short period of time, and watch us as we continue to grow and hit our benchmark.
Well, Aaron, we certainly do appreciate your joining us here today on behalf of Golden Grail Technology Corp and all you're doing, all the success you're having, and hopefully we can get you back on in the future with an update. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make us aware of as we do conclude today?
It's a very exciting time for Golden Grail. We've built a very strong foundation, which is extremely important at the beginning phases of a business. We are poised for growth. We're in that sweet spot in the business cycle. We have already a very robust multi-brand portfolio that covers most emerging and growing categories. So research Golden Grail, stock symbol GOGY. We are one of the top trending stocks right now, and this is a great opportunity for all level investors to come aboard and get a feel for what it's like to be part of the beverage industry. I love it, and I'm hoping that all your listeners will take some time and do their research. I want to thank everybody for listening, and Eric, I want to thank you for having me on. Make sure you go to our website, www.goldengrailbeverages.com, and join all of our social media for real-time updates on what's happening with the company. Thank you so much.
And Aaron, thank you. Again, folks, for more details, visit goldengrailbeverages.com. Aaron, all the best. And again, we certainly look forward to having you back with us with an update in the future right here on Enterprise Radio.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Aaron Height, the Chief Marketing Consultant for Golden Grail Technology Corp. And again, for all the details, visit goldengrailbeverages.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.